I have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Kedoshim. We begin with the famous discussion, the famous comment, Kedoshim to you, you should be Kadosh. Now, how do we get to that status of being holy, of being Kadosh? So the famed Jewish journalist Sivan Rahav Meir noted that the Parsha introduces a number of different ways of achieving holiness in our lives through mitzvah observance. These mitzvahs contain supreme values that were not only relevant during our journey through the Sinai, but also in the days of the Shoftim and the Kings, and all the way down to our modern times in modern Israel, and even in outer space, including not stealing and loving one's fellow man, and many of the mitzvahs of those sort that are applicable to each one of us, no matter where we find ourselves in life. These mitzvahs also constitute a social policy of trust, and if implemented here, would bring glory to the people and to the state of Israel. And of course, as we are approaching Yom HaTzmaut, it's certainly important for us to realize, first and foremost, that we have a responsibility to be an Am Kadosh LaHashem, and we are in an Eretz HaKodesh, and the way we get to achieve those things and be able to take advantage is when we realize who we are, where we are, and what our opportunity is. We're told Kedoshim Tiyu, the Ramban notes that a person has to be Kaddish Atzmacha B'mutalach. You have a responsibility to sanctify yourself, not to be a degenerate Bereshus HaTorah, a novel Bereshus HaTorah. So according to Torah law, one can marry many, many wives. One could arrange that he would always have one of his wives available to him. A person could always be careful to make sure that all the food he eats is kosher, but he's going to always eat like a glutton. And such a person, without refined eating habits and an elegant style in his interpersonal affairs, is one who's called a novel Bereshus HaTorah. Morinu Harav Shechter Shalita noted that many have made the mistaken impression that a life of asceticism, consisting of fasting frequently and poverty and withdrawal from social interaction, that's considered to be a life of Kedusha, but that doesn't seem to be in line with the Yadus definition of Kedusha. The Gemara explains the Pasuk V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha that it includes the requirement sheyehei shem shamayim es ahiv al yadecha, that you have a responsibility to make sure that the name of Hashem should become beloved to you. In other words, you should always act in a way that those who observe you should fall in love with Hashem. People should see the way that a Jew acts and become so enamored with Yadus that they feel compelled to join the Jewish nation. Whether they ultimately do or not is a different story, but they certainly feel that sense about them. So clearly in our world, one who lives an ascetic lifestyle is not going to be able to influence others. That's not called Kedoshim Tiyu. We're also told, Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. We're told that we should give Tochacha. Right. Also, Lo Sisa Alav Chaitin. You know, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Brisa in the sixth parak notes that one of the ways that we are Konet Torah is what we call Oev Es HaTochacha, somebody who loves the reproof. Now, what's the difference between just accepting it and loving it? So, David Pavarsky Zatzal, former Rashiva in Panovich, one of Rabbi Titus Rebbeim, he explained that when a person knows that a bad tasting medicine will save his life, he or she loves the fact that there is that bad-tasting medicine. And it's the same thing that happens when we get a tochacha. It's there to improve the sickness of the soul. Once upon a... excuse me. Rav David points out that once upon a time we used to have magidim, who were all able to give musr to the masses, and the people would accept it. But today, each of us needs to be able to do that work ourselves. And that's why the musr movement exists. We're also told, Ubege Kalayim Shatnez, Lo Ya'ale Alecha. The clothes of Kalayim are Shatnez, they should not be upon you. Rav Shimshon David Pinkas Atzal noted that Jewish clothing is distinct in three ways. First of all, it's Sanua. It's not to be designed to be arousing. And second, it doesn't contain anything forbidden by the Torah, like Shatnez. And third, it's a means to mitzvah performance, in that where appropriate, it provides an avenue for mitzvah performance, like with the wearing of tzitzis. Rapinkus added that in the same manner that clothes protect us from the strong elements of nature, kosher clothing protect us from the outside non-kosher elements as well. After all, would one enter a non-kosher restaurant with a kippah or with long flowing payas, the clothing help us guard against an unholy mix. We're told, Ka'ezrach mikem, just like the regulars, that's how the stranger should be among you. That's how the gear should be traded. You should love the gear like you love yourself. Right? So Chazal and Masechta Yevamos on Daf Mem Ches Amed Beis. We just covered this in the daf a couple of days ago. The Gemara notes that one of the reasons that Gerim of the time sometimes experience Yisurin is that they delayed becoming Gerim. Now, the problem is that a non-Jew is not commanded to become a Ger. So why should there be a punishment of Yisurin for a delay? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal explained that when a person gets a moment of awakening, if he or she capitalizes on it, great. But if one allows the moment to pass, then there are Yisurim. There are tortures that come to the person as a result. And if it's true for Gerim, says Rav Yashiv, then it's certainly true for those of us who are Toshavim as well. We, you and I, we cannot allow moments of inspiration to pass. And if not, we feel, if we do, we feel the pain that results as a result. We're told, Lo sasu avo ba mishpat ba mida ba mishkal u ba misura. Right? You don't carry out a miscarriage of justice concerning weights. And Rav Belsky Zatzal noted that stealing and thievery are noted both in the individual and in the communal. And one of the reasons is that while the individual can't steal, the community can't create an environment of thievery, and he needs to encourage honesty and fair play. And he noted that the Chafetz Chaim bemoaned a communal laxity on thievery and dishonest weights. And he wrote a special conscience about it. And Rav Belsky adds that the community that tolerates dishonesty deserves the punishment that's brought on it by the individuals that they tolerate. The community gets branded as a community of deceit because of the individual it allows to enjoy their full opportunities within it. We're also told that when a person sleeps with his sister, chesedu, it's considered a chesed. Rav Dessler Zatzal explained that chesed is a wondrous midah and it can go too far too fast. And so hence, when one overuses it inappropriately, it will not come to you. Use it when he will not come to you to use it when it's appropriate. And Rav Dessler added that that's why when we mention the protection Hashem provides, we refer to Magen Avraham, as opposed to Magen Yitzchak and Magen Yaakov. Avraham, whose midah was chesed, needed Hashem's protection to be kept in proper check. Finally, in this week's parsha, we read the Haftorah of Halo Kivnei Kushiyim Li. Now, even though we have a separate Haftorah that is read, that is identified in the Chumash as being for Kedoshim, we try not to go ahead and read that one, and so where possible, we switch to the one for Acharei Moz, and that's what we'll do the Shabbos here in Chutz Laaretz. And we're told in the Haftorah, we quote from Amos, who declares, Ki hinei anochi mitzabeh, v'ani yosi v'chol ha-goyim es beis Yisrael. I'm going to shake out the house of Israel among all the nations. Rav David Feinstein Zatzal explains, like a farmer who shakes out the threshed grain in order to separate the kernels from the chaff, Hashem is going to shake out the Jewish people. The righteous will be forced to leave so that they shouldn't assimilate with the host nations and lose their identity as Jews. And those who choose to insist on staying where they are in the security of their comfortable lives, they're going to unfortunately run the risk of losing Jewish identity, and Chas V'Shalom will be lost in the process forever. We want to avoid that opportunity. Instead, what we're going to do is push ourselves to go hala hala b'mala mala to get closer to God in the process, and Be'ezras Hashem, we too will be released, where we will be able to go Litzion Berina. Shabbat Shalom to all.